For the first time ever on this show, we're 700 plus episodes deep. I don't know the vibes. I don't know what the hell's going on. All I do know is Brad Stevens and the Boston Celtics have just made the worst trade we've seen, perhaps since the Luka Doncic trade. And if you remember how shocked the world was at that, you'll understand why I'm recording this show right now. Coach isn't picking up his phone. He's kind of busy. And I needed to talk about this, otherwise I would have just lost my mind. So we're back with the Hoop Genius podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K26. 2K26 is a place where I like to play my GM mode. And even me, I don't make trades as stupid as this one. If you haven't yet heard, Paul George... I can't even say it with a straight face. Paul George is now a member of the Boston Celtics because Brad Stevens sent them Jaylen Brown. That's right. Finals MVP just a couple of years ago, Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, who carried this team to the second seed in what was called a gap year, has been traded for what many consider the worst contract in the entirety of the NBA. Now, there are a few layers to this. Number one, the Celtics have new owners. So ownership has a massive power over NBA teams. So if the owners said they wanted to get rid of Jaylen Brown, then I would urge them to sell the team. Now, if it wasn't the owners, if it was Brad Stevens and the front office who did this trade, I would urge them to be fired. If this was Jaylen Brown demanding a trade, I would also urge the front office to be fired, because in the NBA, there's been a saying for as long as time that when you trade a superstar player, and I don't want to hear you spreadsheet nerds tell me Jaylen Brown's not a superstar, he's a finals MVP. When you trade a superstar, you're supposed to trade them to the other conference. You don't trade them within your conference, let alone trade them within your division, where you're now going to have to face him four times a season. And then if somehow the Celtics make the playoffs, you're going to have to face him there. And he is going to kick your ass. The Celtics lost to the Sixers this year. And now the Sixers, with Maxi, Vijay Adichie, Jaylen Brown, and if Joel Embiid gets healthy, they're looking real nice. Now, you guys know me. Well, if you know me, then you know what I'm going to say is very true. If you don't know me and it's your first time listening, I don't do the bullshit that a lot of media do with per sources and so on and so forth. I know a lot of stuff from around the NBA. I know a lot of people in a lot of different places, and I hear a lot of things, and I don't divulge that information. But today I'm going to make an exception. Today, this trade is so bad, I'm going to come out and give you some of the info that is not really public. The Celtics traded Jaylen Brown, as I said, Finals MVP, carried your team to a second seed in a year where everyone expected you to be taking a year off, a gap year, you're not going to make the playoffs. He took those guys to the second seed. There's not many other players in the NBA who you put on that Celtics roster from last year that could have taken that team to the second seed. And do you know who you traded him for? You didn't trade him for KD like last year or the year before, all the other times he was rumored to be traded for KD. You didn't trade him for Giannis. You didn't trade him for Stephon Castle last year before the draft. You didn't trade him for Jimmy Butler when Jimmy Butler was in his prime. You didn't trade him for Paul George when Paul George was in his prime. You traded him for an older version of Paul George, coming off a suspension for ketamine use, who has an insane contract. And Paul George's contract contains a 15% trade kicker, meaning his salary increases to a 35% max. You traded for Paul George, and I'm sure Paul George is a nice guy. I'm sure Paul George is a nice guy. But if your goal is to win an NBA championship, okay, who's going to help you more? The finals MVP in his prime or Paul George? Paul George, who released more podcasts than 20-point games in the past 12 months. Now, let me give you guys the info. As to why there's layers, as to why I think this is terrible. Because front offices around the NBA and a lot of fans now, a lot of media people, they rely heavily on analytics, right? So maybe Brad Stevens had an analytics model that said Paul George and Jaylen Brown come out at the same rate of efficiency or whatever the hell their spreadsheets tell them. The human element of basketball is something that is overlooked in these conversations because not many people understand it. When we talk about culture in basketball, in the NBA in particular, we talk about heat culture, we talk about cultural franchises, so on and so forth. There are very few players that can impact a culture. Jaylen Brown is one of those players. Paul George is the furthest thing from one of those players. Paul George last season on the Philadelphia 76ers sometimes wouldn't show up for practice. Paul George last season on the 76ers, there were times during his suspension when he would go on road trips with the team, but instead of going to film study or going to shoot around with his team, he would go off and play golf. He's not a winning player in the NBA. We've seen this time and time again. Playoff P, the man who chokes every year in the playoffs but tries to give himself a nickname for the postseason, is now a member of the Boston Celtics in exchange for their finals MVP. And you're saying, wait, hold on, Mo, you're so mad about this, but the Celtics, they got four draft picks. Yeah, they got two first round picks and two second round picks, if that's right. Let me check my phone to just make sure, just to make sure it's correct. Okay, let me just make sure the details of the trade are correct for you, because this is so stupid that I might be forgetting something. There might be something else in here. So the picks that the Celtics are getting from the Sixers, a 2028 first round pick that could convert from a first to a swap that is more favorable to Boston. So maybe that's the Clippers swap that the Sixers own. I don't know. The 2031 unprotected first round pick. Maybe that's good. We have to wait and find out. A 2028 second round pick, the most favorable of the Warriors, OKC or Milwaukee, and a 2030 second round pick, the most favorable of Washington, Portland or Phoenix. You have a franchise where you employ Jason Tatum, a top five player in the NBA, to win basketball games, to try and win a championship. They won a championship 2 years ago. Those draft picks are not going to help you win a championship. Those draft picks are going to average 0 points per game this season, 0 points per game next season. So you're not going to see the benefit of that until the 2028 NBA draft. And even then, what are you doing? Integrating a rookie into a team with Jason Tatum? This is absurd. This is absolutely absurd. So how do we get here? You know, there was rumors about Jaylen Brown being traded. There was rumors about Portland. There was rumors about Milwaukee for Giannis and so on and so forth. And people are saying Jaylen Brown's value is so low. I don't know if people in a lot of NBA organizations understand the game of basketball anymore. I don't think they understand that this game is played on the court and not on the spreadsheet. And I get it. Analytics have their place and they can be very valuable and very useful. But one thing that analytics cannot ever show you is the dog in the fight. Jaylen Brown's a dog. Joe Mazzulla's a dog. Those two guys together, they win basketball games. Yeah, they flamed out in the playoffs this year, but they weren't even meant to be there. They were the second seed. The last time the Celtics team had a healthy roster, they were NBA champions. How do you not at least give them the chance to run that back one time? For a full season of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown being on the court together. How does that not happen? I honestly am lost for words, which is ironic because I've chosen to do a damn podcast. But if you guys thought that Nico Harrison was bad, Brad Stevens, the executive of the year, the man who's made so many good trades in Boston, going out and getting Derek White and getting other pieces and Drew Holiday and Porzingis and winning a championship, this might be worse than a Luka trade. Let me tell you why it's worse than a Luka trade. At least with the Luka trade, you had the excuse of, well, Luka's a bad defender and we want to win championships. Now, a lot of stats nerds tell me Jaylen Brown's a bad defender. Jaylen Brown will come to the game and he will be prepared to guard the other team's best player. Now, whether that's the game plan or not is out of his hands, but he is willing to take on that assignment and he's a very good on-ball defender. So you don't even have an excuse as to why you traded Jaylen Brown. The only reason Jaylen Brown could be shipped off by the Celtics is because Brad Stevens didn't want him around no more. Now, I'm not going to go into that. I'm not going to go into what happens in Boston behind the scenes because I have some relationships there. I don't want to spread their business, right? I will tell you this, though. Jaylen Brown understands that basketball is a business. So emotion-wise, you know, you see these little things on Instagram and Twitter and people saying Jaylen Brown was unhappy and he might have been demanding a trade. Jaylen Brown was cool. If they brought him back and they just sat down with him and said, look, Giannis is a top three player in the NBA. We had to do our due diligence and see if we could acquire him. Cool. He's been in trade rumors his whole career. It doesn't affect him. He was cool. The only thing that makes this trade possible is Brad Stevens wanting to get rid of him. And it's very sad that the return for a player of Jaylen Brown's caliber at this stage of his career is so dismal. Because if you look at, like, Coach is going to come back. We're going to do an episode about all the other things that have happened in the NBA. So much has happened today. But this morning, Walker Kessler got traded for 2 first-round picks and 2 first-round pick swaps. How does Walker Kessler generate more first-round picks than Jaylen Brown? Add to the fact that why the hell is there such a premium placed on first-round picks? I understand if you're building a team or rebuilding a team, you need those first-round picks. It's the only way to build teams in the modern NBA under this CBA salary cap agreement. The Celtics aren't building a team. They're contending for a championship. Those first-round picks are not going to help you. It baffles me. Now, there are some people saying, oh, well, Paul George next year will be expiring and you can use all of those picks and Paul George to go out and get a great... Cool. If you want to take that chance, you'd be my guest. But guess what? Zach LaVine has got 1 year left on his deal and he's expiring. I don't see people queuing up to take Zach LaVine and draft picks. I don't see the Sacramento Kings being able to go out and acquire a finals MVP caliber player with bad salary and some draft picks. I don't understand. It makes no sense. Because if you look at the money of this, Jaylen Brown, this season coming up, was owed $57 million, then $61 million, then $65 million. Cool, that's a lot of money. Paul George is owed $54 million for this season coming up. So, well, big deal. You save $3 million. And then next season, he has a $56.6 million player option. So I guess it's a year less of salary. Here's the thing about owning an NBA team. If you don't want to pay the cost to win, you shouldn't own an NBA team. You shouldn't. You're in the wrong business. If you own an NBA team, your prerogative should be winning. A lot of these guys now, venture capitalists, investment guys, whatever, they get into the NBA and they know if they buy an NBA team now and then in 10, 15, 20 years, they sell it, they're going to make billions of dollars. Great, 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 great for them. This is the wrong business though, to be doing that. So you're saving a year of money, but you're not getting a player back of Jaylen Brown's caliber. Add to the fact that the other moves the Celtics made today have been a disaster. You went, your first signing of free agency was Mike Conley at about 506 years of age. He was awful for the Timberwolves during the season. His shooting picked up a little bit towards the end, but he was terrible. And Mitchell Robinson, who's barely ever healthy when he does play, great offensive rebounder, great physical presence. I'm not mad at trading for some toughness and physicality, but again, you got Cater, who plays a very similar role. Obviously, Robinson's a better rebounder. Then you have Garza coming off the bench for shooting. Is it that much of an upgrade at the center position? And Amari Williams, if you go and do some research on him, he's a fantastic young player that needs to get some minutes. I don't know if Brad Stevens, I don't know what he's thinking. Now, you got to wonder, if you're Jason Tatum and you look at the roster around you now, what the hell is going on? Last time I checked, we were competing for a championship. I don't see the Celtics competing in the Eastern Conference after this trade. I think the Sixers are better than them now. The New York Knicks are reigning champions. The Pistons, they're probably going to keep Durant. They were the number one seed last year. They're going to be good. On yesterday's show, we went through all the teams in the East and how good they are. The Miami Heat. This is a disgusting trade. Absolutely pathetic. This is Nico Harrison levels of bad. I tweeted out a meme. I made this meme. I'll show you guys on the camera now. You can kill the man, but not the idea. This is my reaction to the trade. I honestly can't believe it. And it's not even like a fan thing. Like, I'm a fan of the Celtics and I hate it, but teams of other franchises, my phone has been blown up. I got more messages about this trade than I did on my birthday. All the fans of the rival teams think this trade is terrible too. I don't know how the Sixers got away with this. Their division rivals have gift-wrapped them finals MVP in exchange for a contract that no one around the NBA wanted. You can say, well, Jaylen Brown didn't have trade value around the NBA. How much trade value did Paul George have? Paul George had no value whatsoever on the trade market. And you attach a few picks to him, and you can go out and get finals MVP. This might be the worst trade the Boston Celtics have ever made in the history of their franchise, the illustrious franchise, which has led to 18 NBA championships. I don't think I can think of a worse trade than this for the Boston Celtics. Genuinely, I cannot. And, you know, the media throughout all the years want to break up Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. They won a championship together. They had a great run together. Fantastic. But right now was not the time to break them up unless you're going and getting a player better than Jaylen Brown, which is a very, very short list. So where does that leave us? Is there more moves on the way? Because the thing about more moves being on the way, you got to find a team dumb enough to take on Paul George's contract. And I don't think that's happening. So what other possible moves could be on the way? The only thing that could happen from here on out is, you know, Jason Tatum looks at a team after an unsuccessful season this year, and then he wants to go. And then everything that everyone in Boston has worked so hard for is ruined. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. But, you know, I just got a message from one of my guys who's not an NBA fan. He says, I don't even know who this guy is, but it's giving me Ronaldo leaving United in 2008. This is, God, like, if I'm trading with the Sixers, at a very bare minimum, I'm getting VJ Edgecombe. If I'm giving you Jaylen Brown, I'm getting VJ Edgecombe back. I don't care for the picks. I'm getting VJ Edgecombe back, at least. Instead, I just get Paul George, Podcast P, Playoff P. Peed me off. This is ridiculous. I'm going to wrap it up there. As you can tell, it's breaking my brain to understand why this trade has happened. And here's the thing, right? Like, I was making jokes this morning about how bad Rob Pelinka is, right? You lost Marcus Smart, you lost Luke Kennard, LeBron James has left, and your big replacement is Walker Kessler and Quentin Grimes and Colin Sexton. I didn't think that we'd see any worse moves in the NBA. And then my own team, my own GM, went and pulled this. And then these losers are going to tell me, oh, but the Jaylen Brown on-off numbers, the Celtics are better without Jaylen Brown. No, they're damn not. Keep your stats to yourself. And I can tell you for a fact, Jaylen Brown ain't want to leave. He didn't want to trade. He's done so much for the community in Boston. I put out a tweet the other day that kind of went viral. I said, there's a reason the media hates Jaylen Brown. There's a reason the media hates Kyrie Irving. I'm going to let you guys figure out the rest. I might be wrong. I would love to be wrong, but I don't see it. I don't see it. Like, I guess they didn't want to give Jaylen Brown his extension. There's still 3 years on his contract. You can just push that down the road for a little bit. At least give him the chance this year to go out with Jason Tatum healthy and try and contend for a championship. I don't know. Are you telling me this is the best offer you could have got for Jaylen Brown? A man who 2 weeks ago they were talking about trading for Giannis. You know, you're going to tell me you can't win a championship with Jaylen Brown making 35% of the salary cap, but you can with Paul George making 35% of the salary cap. That doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I'm not the best at maths, but, you know, someone explain that to me. I never thought I would say this, but Brad Stevens got to go, man. Brad's got to go. Unless he can somehow pivot this into getting Nikola Jokic, Brad Stevens got to go. He got to go. Because why? What happened between Brad Stevens and Jaylen Brown that's led to this? I ain't going to say much more than that. But, you know, it's very, very strange times that we live in. I mean, you could look at it all right, the 2028 pick is the Clippers pick, and 2031 is when Embiid's done, but they're still going to have Maxey and Edgecombe. They're still going to be pretty good. I mean, you know, are you telling me that this is the best offer for Jaylen? And are you telling me that this offer wouldn't have still been on the table in September, where you could have had the whole summer to explore other trades? I mean, this might be the worst day in many Boston Celtics fans' fandom. I weren't alive for the Len Bias situation. So in my lifetime, I don't think there's been a worse day than this. I'm getting literally thousands of messages right now. Like, Desmond Bane got 5 first round picks. Walker Kessler got 2 first round picks, 2 swaps. Rudy Gobert got 4 first round picks. Jaylen Brown gets a salary dump and 2 first round picks. All I can do is laugh. If I don't laugh, I'll go mad. This is terrible. This is terrible. There is a part of me that thinks Brad Stevens really wanted the Celtics to tank this year, go get AJ DeBanza, who's a Boston Celtics fan, and then come back next year with Tatum, Brown, DeBanza, or whatever the hell they wanted to do. And Jaylen Brown simply refused to lose. That's just a little part of me thinking that. But, you know, if you think Paul George is the guy, Paul George is the guy. But this team now, what's the starting lineup? I don't know. Are we going to see a Peyton Pritchard jump into an all-star year? Maybe. Derek White was horrible last season. Is he going to bounce back to form? They're going to trade him as well? I don't know. Tatum coming off an Achilles tear. Can he carry the load by himself without Jaylen Brown there? I don't know. Poor George. And if you guys have known me for a long time, do you know why this one is extra deep? Paul George. My most hated player in the NBA. Paul George. For Jaylen Brown. You gotta be kidding me, man. You gotta be kidding me, bro. I'm out. Subscribe to the show if you want to hear me be depressed for the next eternity. YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. This is miserable. Brad Stevens. It's just come in. The Celtics are getting the most favorable of the Clippers or Sixers first round pick in 2028. So the Clippers trading away Kawhi Leonard going into a rebuild, that pick might be pretty good. And the Sixers first round pick for 2031, where none of their current stars are under contract. So maybe Brad knows that Jaylen Brown wants to go and play in Atlanta, and he's going to leave the Sixers, and they're not going to offer him a contract extension. And by 2031, Embiid's going to be terrible, and Maxey and Edgecombe are going to want to be elsewhere. And then that pick will be very valuable, but that's still 5 years from now. That means that first round pick, the kid who they are going to draft, is currently 15 years old, 14 years old. That ain't helping Jason Tatum win a championship. That ain't. I'm gone. Appreciate you all. Until next time, unlike Paul George, get buckets.